Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Well, good afternoon. My name's Peter Clough. I'm chairman of Guildford Philanthropy, a local charity here in Guildford. I've been delighted to be invited to come in and have a conversation today. Guildford Philanthropy, for those of you who don't know, was set up about 5 years ago by Guildford Borough Council, specifically to help people to get back into employment or to get retraining or to seek new skills through the medium of social enterprise. And that's businesses that are set up not for profit, but for social or environmental good to help the community. We've been running now for 5 years. Over that period of time, we've made 47 grants, helped about 3,800 members of our local community, backing such projects as the Guildford Bike Project, which many people will know, which takes unwanted bikes with trained bike mechanics, teaches skills to people who are looking for retraining, and then sells the bikes back through its shops back to the community. About a third go to university students, and then any money made is recycled to train the next generation of bike mechanics. And that's a typical idea, the sort of thing that we try and do.
Amazing. So today we'll be talking about how businesses can be part of this and join this sort of like brotherhood and community in helping, and how can they go about doing so? Or before we even go there, why is it necessary that they should be getting involved in such initiatives like that?
I think it's pretty crucial. I think a lot of people know the glory statistics of Guildford. I mean, it has more streets with the average price of £1 million than anywhere outside of central London, and actually we have the dubious privilege of paying more inheritance tax per head than anywhere in the country. Not so many people know, though, we have over 6,000 adults that have no educational qualifications whatsoever. In some parts of Guildford, we have 40% child poverty, and in actual numbers, that's about 2,400 children living in poverty. We had over 2,000 people visiting food banks last year, and we have about 4,800 households living in fuel poverty. And therefore, the gaps, if you like, between the haves and the have-nots is probably larger in Guildford than in anywhere else in the country. And really, Guildford Philanthropy is just trying to shine a light on that and raise awareness and encouraging local people to get involved.
And I guess just with you bringing up those statistics, I mean, there should be no further argument as to why businesses should be backing that and getting involved. So how can they get involved? What can they do? And what options do they have?
Well, I think what we try to do is, particularly with local businesses, is to show them how they can help. I think a local business is, they employ a lot of people here, they make their profits here, their offices are based here, but maybe they're not aware of the need going on in across the threshold for where they operate. And what we're trying to do is create a band of brothers, if you like, and actually get people to come on board, join with us, and help us to help the community. And the way we're asking them to do that is to become one of our corporate ambassadors, and tell people about us on their website, maybe host events if they can, provide pro bono support if they can. If their staff want to get involved as part of their corporate social responsibility, we'd love to show them some of the projects we're getting involved in. And then in return, what we'd like from them is a £2,500 donation. And Guildford Borough Council have very generously offered to match fund that 50%.
Oh, brilliant.
So we're launching a campaign, 25 for 2.5, we call it. And by the time you add in the match funding, that raises almost £100,000, which, of course, we can do a lot of good with for the local community. And the idea is to make this an annual donation and encourage these firms to come with us every year. And then we'll have that mount in perpetuity to give grants out to the community.
Amazing. And where can they reach out to get more information or to be a part of it? Where do they go?
Easiest thing is probably to go onto our website, which is guildfordphilanthropy.org.uk. There's all information there about how to become a corporate ambassador. And you'll also see there those people that have signed up already. They have their own logos. You click on them, you go through to their own web page. They talk about the work that they're doing and the fact they're involved with us. And the idea is we'll also get together as a little community on a regular basis so we can network from a business point of view as well as a charitable point of view and just see how better we can serve our local community.
Amazing. That was Peter Clough. Thank you so much for your time today. And I hope that this will be an initiative enough for businesses in Surrey and in Hampshire, I suppose, to get involved and to back their communities and put more steam in that. So that would be pretty nice. So thank you for your time today.
Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.